is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
True getter story, this is my story, real getter story. Hey, I remember those days when hell was my home, when me and mama bed was a big piece of foam, and me never like bathe and my ear never comb. When mama gonna work me, go street or roam. I remember when daddy them get my snow cone and make him lick a bread at them, kick up Jerome. I remember when we visit them with pure big stone and the boy done nip a boat something we're full chrome. I remember when we run, but I get him knee blown and my best friend Richie get doing I'm dumb. I remember Basso the avenue turn in a war zone and Mikey mother fly mode cause she get alone. But Mikey got too far in and got on Al Capone. Make one leap on money and send me no one.
And me unlock the city, and that is well known. We say Mikey. Good morning, this is Guardian Radio AM, and of course this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. That was Baby Sham. That was his child story, ghetto story. And that was very familiar to me because it sounded similar to my home story. Not really, you know. It resonated with me growing up in the inner city, growing up off East Street, when it seemed as if it was a war zone. It seemed as if crime was a part of my culture. It seemed as joining a gang was the only alternative for me. Yesterday, I had a conversation with Arthur McDonald. Arthur McDonald is supposed to be joining me via Zoom. I'm hoping that Kermit is able to connect with him as we continue our conversation on what it is that we should be doing, right? What it is that is the problem that Bahamians, the Bahamas, is facing. And I listened to him yesterday, and he's saying that we must embrace it and take... accept that the problem is us, that crime itself is not our problem, but the problem that we are facing in Bahamas is a Bahamian problem. I will challenge him and say that the problem here is a cultural problem. Violence, crime, corruption, perhaps, is a part of Bahamian culture. I don't mean to offend anybody, you know. But it's so frequent, and you hear it inside the conversation, it seems to be accepted throughout the Bahamas, in all the communities, black, white, Jew, Gentile, all the communities, it seemed to have accepted that what is happening in the Bahamas is what we do. And if that is the case, that if the crime itself is a cultural thing, the corruption itself is a cultural thing, bad behavior, dropping garbage around the Bahamas is a cultural thing, then saying or having a self-actualization and saying that we need to fix ourselves may not be sufficient. I will put it toward Arthur McDonald that there are a number of Bahamians who are broken. You heard me. They are broken and they are unable to fix themselves. They are broken because of their environment. They are broken because of their history. They're broken because of their family and broken because they're not exposed to anything better. They don't see what the possibilities that the Bahamas can bring forth. And because of that, they have apathy. You know, a number of people say that we have voter apathy. The Bahamas has been infected with an apathy that I guess I'll include myself in it, but I tend to complain a lot. We have have lost hope. Hope that this can become a better place. We say this is as good as it gets. In fact, the Bahamas is not a real place. In fact, that we accept what all is happening. That we expect our police force to have corruption. We expect our politicians to have corruption. We expect our pastors and our Christians to live double lives and have corruption. We expect our Bohemian citizenry to be corruptible. I don't necessarily accept that, but I am jaded. No longer hearing murders impact me. I expect us to have murders. I just hope, say, Lord, don't let it go to triple digits. Let it stay in two digits, and hopefully it's one less than the year before. That's be my hope. I don't even get alarmed when I hear people are murdered. I'm used to it now. I've become jaded. I've become hardened, right? And I believe that a number of Bohemians have become hardened. And because they have become hardened, we no longer we are no longer hopeful for a better Bahamas. We don't demand better representation. We don't demand people take care of their environment. We don't demand from our fellow man to say, hey, you need to do better. So I heard Arthur MacDonald. I heard Arthur MacDonald, and he said, we need to join crime watch communities. And I'm saying the people said they ain't joining none. So what next? We need to volunteer to help at-risk people. And people are saying they ain't joining nothing. So what next? We need to return to godly principles. And people say they ain't going to church. So what next? My point or my diatribe speech is, what else can we be doing? Because what you are suggesting, the people are saying they ain't doing that no more. And if you want a better Bahamas, you need to find solutions. And my solution is, even though we need to have some self-actualization on terms of where we want to go, I think government need to put in place. See, this is where I go in with government. Right, Mr. MacDonald said, no, it can't be government, it got to be us. I believe the government need to put in place some checks and balances. If you dump, you get locked up. You dump garbage in your community, you get locked up. And then we learn a new culture because we're afraid of being punished. If you park on the sidewalk, don't tell me, don't park on the sidewalk. If your car is being caught on the sidewalk, you know you're going to jail or pay a hefty fine. You run a red light, you spend $1,000 to $2,000, right? If you left your children at home without supervision, either the children are going to be taken from you or spend some real money. And I said, the law, this is my thesis now, the law dictates the culture. I believe we have a negative culture that has permeated through the Bahamas, that has settled it upon us as a people, as a nation. This is why we have what I call politicals. Those people, those sycophants who support political parties, who to say some of the nastiest things on social media, but they're hired by politicians. They're hired by the system. Right? Because we now have accepted that this is our new normal and that we find it as entertainment to promote what I call nastiness, the filth. The gutterness. So how do you stop that? You stop it through the law. You enforce the law. Government need to intervene to say there will be no shanties in the Bahamas. And I can talk about shanties too, as we wait on Arthur MacDonald. I didn't know in the Bahamas that white Bahamians had shanties. Or conduct shanties or profit from shanties. And I'm not being racial. I just said I did not know. I thought it was a black thing. That black Bohemians, because of our social dynamics, right? We make it possible to make extra money by exploiting other black people. But I'm finding out that white Bohemians exploiting black people too. And they're comfortable with it. The other day, the gentleman in Spanish Well said that his father owned the shanty for 40 years. And he said that government has no right to come on his property, his father's property, and demolish his shanty because that's how he makes his money. And I realized that the problem is cultural. And if the problem is cultural, this is where law must step in to correct that bad culture. So this is why I disagree, or I diverge from where what Don was saying. And saying it's the law, this is the government, who needs to enact laws to correct us. If we are broken, we need someone to come in and fix us. And you fix us through the law. If they have teenage parents out there and they have an issues growing up with their child, the law should step in. The government should step in and say, you need to be going to school as we help you with this child. You need to learn a trade and a skill. And if you don't learn a trade and a skill whilst we helping, you get punished. You get punished. And but at the same time, the child needs to be enrolled in various social programs. We should be curtailing everything. And if the child is not present in these social programs, they get punished. The child and you just get punished. The same thing regarding the church and corruption, because we have all kind of pastors doing some strange things. The Lord need to intervene and said, you are a person of the cloth. There is some guideline for the person of the cloth. And if you fall below that, you can get punished. I'm one of those people who believe that false prophets, those people who like prophesies, right? If you prophesy and you get it wrong, I take your whole church from you. God ain't with you. I ain't believing the stoning part, but I can take the church from you. No one puts a 10. I campaign against you for the rest of your life. No, you ain't of God no more. You're wrong. You're wrong. Anyway, I started up preambles because I have Arthur McDonald on. We continue our conversation on what can we do as a nation to move away from this crime situation we're having, to move away from this narrative that the Bohemians are corrupt, to move away from this narrative that we can't expect anything good to come from this country. And the only way, I think, to correct this is, because I believe it's something cultural about us, right, is that our government needs to intervene and create laws and enforce laws to correct bad behavior. Arthur McDonald, are you there? Kermit, see if you can make sure that it's speaker and mic on. I know he's in the room now. He have his on mute? Mr. McDonald, take yourself off mute and see if we can connect with you. But in the meantime, let me get to this caller. And Arthur, as soon as you get on, let me know and we'll speak to this caller now. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Hello?
You're live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You know, what these ghetto youths need education, right? The objects use these in Nassau. That's where the murder's going on, right? Mm-hmm. They need education. They need health care. They need their parents to make livable wages. These are things they need. They need the MPs to do these things, the members of parliament to legislate. They, you know what I'm saying? They don't have no car, so they ain't the potholes and this and that and the things, they secondary. You understand me? Without education, without health care, to go to work, go to school, ain't nothing happening.
But let me engage you. Let me engage you. The government has enacted a number of educational concepts, all kind of NTA and learning on the job and trade school. But it seems
right. Before you cut me off, allow me to answer. To, you know what I mean?
We haven't talked back and forth. I ain't gonna cut you off. We're talking.
Right. See, that's been my problem. You see, they're saying they cut me back and forth. When I hang up, then they debate me without me being able.
No, I ain't talking to you now. I want to know, why isn't it working? The government doing all these extra things. Why isn't it working?
Okay, the government. The government got what you call it, BTVI, right?
Yes.
In Nassau.
Yes.
You know, I would think that you would have at least, you would have about 10,000 kids graduating every year.
Thereabouts. Well, go ahead.
10,000. Okay. And what about 1,000 of them above C or D? Above C?
No, I can't
get in the COB. I'm trying to get in the COB, right?
Okay.
Right. So let me tell you, does government have 5,000 kids in school, of sports in school, available to do BTV at a line at a trade school?
There's far less than that, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. So the thing is, education, sir. Education, that D of it, from me having D of it. See, before we could do anything as a nation, whether it's build our economy, whether it's tourism, farming, and any light industry, we need education, but we need to educate ourselves, educate our society. We don't have the programs to educate our society. High school, secondary school level. These are things we need to do, and then university. That's what developed nations that prosper, that's what they do. China couldn't do nothing without educating themselves. And then healthcare. Come on now. What do we got? Primary healthcare? No. we don't have beds in the hospital.
Hmm.
We can't blame the poor people who don't even have a fair vote. They don't even have a fair vote to bring a government to power. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
They have an unequal vote. It's like them people who was voting with land, the more land they had, the more vote they have. Okay, so far away from Nassau, U.S., on them little islands, or them big islands, the more power y'all will have, the more MPs you could bring to power. You understand me? So you need to give these people some democracy so they can elect the government. Come on, man. What's your livable wage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. They can't even elect a government, the MPs, to do that for them. The MPs ain't representing them.
I appreciate you calling.
Income tax, none of them things, man.
Let me consider all of this and respond to what you said.
You realize that poor people don't national insurance in the UK?
No, I did not know.
They don't, from $12,000, you make $12,000, you exempt, you don't pay that. You understand me? The more you make, the more you pay. And after $50,000, them people who make over $50,000, they got to pay 2% beyond $50,000.
And
you understand what I'm saying? Things like that. You see, so income tax, the same thing. Poor people, $12,000, you don't pay. You see, we exploiting our poor people. I don't mean no Haitian. I don't mean Bahamians. So, I don't mean no immigrants.
So let me consider all of that and have that conversation. Because I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying because it makes sense. And we need to consider ways on how we can empower Bahamians. Because the less that we empower them, I believe crime follows. Arthur McDonald, you there?
I'm here, Mr. Nuria. A pleasant good morning to you.
Good.
And a pleasant good morning, Bahamas.
Good morning again, Arthur McDonald. I know you wrote a report that you presented to officials in terms of crime and what is needed, right? Yesterday, you made the case that we need to accept responsibility of what is going wrong. And I accept that note. But I'm trying to say that that is not working. A certain segment or too large of a segment of the Bahamas saying it ain't them. They're even entertaining that type of conversation. And if they're not entertaining that type of conversation, that means we're stuck. And I don't want to be stuck.
Yeah, I understand. And they have a right to do that. What I'm saying is that the government has a role to play in our society, a major role, but government is the beginning and the end, and not government put in rules, laws, and policies. And then we ought to abide by them. And if we don't, there are consequences of not abiding by them. Crime and the fear of crime is one of our major issues within our country. And we must be able to work together as a people from our homes, from our community, from our church and school to solve these issues. Because are you aware that the government is not involved in children's lives until they start to get into school. Particularly, the law is really not involved until they get into school, directly into their lives.
But schools start at age 3, McDonald. We have free preschool. Free preschool our government has allowed us to have now.
Absolutely. But what has happened is that you can... Now, taking consider many people who send these kids to school are single mothers.
They're broken.
Who are... Pardon?
They're broken. And my question to you is, how do you help broken people?
Well, we've created a society that was not planned. Now, you remember that I showed you yesterday the population growth from the 60s. And we started in the 60s with about 130 and then 160. And guess what? The population grew over 10 years because the Department of Statistics, they do a census every 10 years. And if we, as a people or the government, were planning for our people, we wouldn't have the situation we have in terms of crime. The gentleman just mentioned about planning for education and giving these people who are unable to get above the average, to give them a trade and train them, because training is key. And I spoke to you about Maslow hierarchy of need. The bottom level of this pyramid, the government have to ensure that people are able, the persons in our community are able to be able to get a job, if only a minimum wage job, to feed themselves and to have a comfortable shelter and a comfortable place to live. And we spoke about the government providing homes, and that's a good thing because people start to get comfortable and get focused when they have a place, a comfortable place that they don't have to move up and down. So it's important that the government provide the education and provide make provision in terms of infrastructure and in terms of schools and clinics so people can have access to those basic needs. And once that takes place, you'll find that crime gets lower and lower. And of course, BDBI. You know how far BDBI is from many people?
The catch
people
bus.
Can't get there.
Catch bus. Walk.
But
if you want an education, walk.
Mr. New, you don't have a dollar.
Man,
in their name.
You know how far Fox Hill is. I see. I have a caller now. I can bring the caller in to talk to you. You know how far Fox Hill is from East Street? I used to walk from East Street to SAC.
But you used to do that. You know why?
I'm young. Just tell him walk. We're giving too much excuses.
That's not the reason. People have challenges. Many people in society. Look at the inner city. You can tell who people are by the environment that they live in and how they keep it. Not the community, you know, because we have smart, educated people who live and from that community and still live there. Not everybody in those communities are poor, you know. But I'm saying the people who are challenged and need education, many of them single mothers and some two-family homes, they can't even afford to get to BDBI. And if they go, if they have a job in the day, in the night, how they can get there to and from there? You need to bring BDBI in the inner city, within the high school or junior school, to give them the skills that they need to get themselves organized to work and be more productive in our society.
I hear McDonald.
It's not going to happen because you have an institution.
Let's bring this caller in to speak to you. Go ahead, caller. As Arthur McDonald, who's on the line, speak to him. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, C.A. Nuri. Good morning, my good friend, Arthur McDonald.
You can hear you. Go
good
ahead.
Morning,
you know, I was good listening to him from yesterday, and I'm listening to him today. You know, when you look at crime, and we want to solve crime, we all want to fix crime, make the Bahamas a safer place. bear in mind now, when you were growing up, CA, you could have walked that far without having to die. Let it be in the day, knowing time or night. I did the same thing. You got a piece of it. But what successive government met in place, they met structure, a structured system in place. We had a truancy officer. We had but one truancy officer that I know of. And he used to cover the whole gamut. Sometimes you would think he is everywhere, you know, but we've collapsed. We didn't have social promotion. We now have social promotion, whether you're doing good or bad, you go up once you're old, you know. So all of these are mitigating factors. But the task force, I want to take you all somewhere. J. Barry Farrington was the chairman of the task force on education. In 2005, this is what they had to say. They said that while the single mother household may have been the bedrock of our society in the 40s and 50s and 60s, and this was in 2005, they said today it poses a significant risk. Did we look at that? Did we examine that? Did we write legislation, policies, and programs? See, we can talk all we want, but if we don't look at the legislation, the policies, and programs that are guiding us, we won't be able to fix anything. Yes, need spiritual intervention in some areas. When you look at Scandinavian countries where people don't hardly go to church or they only go to church on Sundays, et cetera, what have you, you can leave a bicycle in Denmark, park on the side of the road for 3 weeks, come back and meet your bicycle. What is guiding them? You think they're spiritual? You think it's the spiritual? You see, they write child-friendly legislation. They understand the indelible role of parenting, which I haven't heard in this discussion. Parenting is so indelible. It not only affects the child that you're rearing, it affects two generations after. So if you're a good parent, you can get good results. If you're a bad parent, it affects us two generations later.
But
that's
Duncan,
how indelible parenting is. But we don't pay any emphasis into parenting.
Let me ask you this, Duncan.
Yes.
What if the parents are broken? They can't teach the children if they're broken.
That's the easy question. See, we sign on to a treaty which speaks to the Geneva Convention on the Rights of the Child. One of the articles is pointedly clear. It states that when parent or guardian fail in their capacity as parent, it is the state's obligation now to step in. Are they stepping in? We agreed to this, you know. We agreed to this in 1989 when we became a signatory to the Geneva Convention, and then we ratified it in 1991. Today, in the Bahamas, parents of children born out of wedlock need to let her go get a passport for his child. Imagine that. So we are all mixed up. And then crime, what Mr. Donald failed to realize, has become a big part of our economy. See, the question, CA, is in this, you know. The question, just like in the days of slavery, slaves could have been freed many, many, many years prior to 1834. But this is what they were grappling with this thing. When we free the slaves, who are we going to replace them with? Same thing with crime in the Bahamas. If the government solved crime, plenty professionals would be looking for other jobs. We would need that much prison officers. We would need all of these judges. We would need all of these lawyers. So they're now grappling us. If we solve this now, well, what are we going to do with these people? So we know what's going on. Then corruption. Then guilty by association. It's all of these things that are playing a mitigating factor into this small, small country. But we have to take steps, like many countries did 50, 60, 70 years ago, and call it for what it is. But nobody want to take the steps to address it. We kick this can down the road, kicking it down the road. But I'm going to leave you with this one. Go in that PMH hospital to see. Go in that newborn section. You ain't going to see no rapist. You ain't going to see no murderer. You ain't going to see no thief. You're going to see innocent babies. But when you take these babies into certain environments, PA, that breeds criminality, that has no structure, that has no one there to offer guidance to these children, which is appropriate to their evolving capacity, you're going to have this thing. But unfortunately, in the Bahamas, The only people who are killing up one another look like me and you and Adam. The white behemoths are not doing this. So what are we doing differently in our community, in our household, than what the white people are doing? What are we doing differently?
I'm going to ask that question right to Arthur McDonald.
Ask Arthur that, you see, because the problem is not one person that I know of was hauled, white behemoth that is, was hauled before the court for murder. We didn't even have one white behemoth who got murdered. Everybody was black people looking like me and you. So we don't have a crime problem. We have a poorly socialization of our black males when I first started out, and now our girls' problem. But parents need the assistance. The government needs to step in and get rid of outdated social policies and bad laws and free up the law, because many pastors, many politicians, many prominent people are making babies outside of their marriages, and they don't want no parental responsibility. That is why we have this nonsense here, but children have mothers and no father, the child business with the mother and all this other nonsense. We are a corrupt, compromised country headed down a downward spiral if we don't step in and correct these problems.
I appreciate you, Clever. I believe the problem is cultural, and I say in order to deal with the culture, law got to intervene. Go ahead, Arthur McDonald. Did I get read the text?
I don't know if he listened to our show. I said that in fact, our home is one of the major factors of our issues in our country. And I said that if parents do not and cannot help their children, they need to go elsewhere. The external family need to assist them. In fact, I'll tell you this, a lot of single mothers do not rely on their child's father or their child, father's parents, uncle, aunts. They neglect them. They're not with that man. They do not want to have nothing to do with their family. Most of those issues that they have, for those single mothers who know who the father is them, because they need to recognize that they need assistance. They need to find out where that father, if he's not involved, is, or his mother or his sibling, to get assistance for that child. Many of them become too proud. They don't want to go and reach out to that. They cut off that child's father's family, which is bad. You cannot do that. And guess what? And people do not encourage them. Child, that man ain't no good. So what? If he is no good, reach out to his parent, reach out to his sister, reach out to his brother. They, I'm sure, most of them want to help that child. And that's one of the issues that exists in this country, because almost 70% of our homes are run by single mothers. And of course, yes, and many of them may not be working. Some of them may not be working. But the government, yes, needs to provide the avenues in terms of education, very skill programs like a BDBI. Like I said, BDBI needs to come over the hill, more in the inner cities, in these schools, so people can walk after work and be near their children. Let them know, I might owe the school, I'll be back in an hour or two, and walk there and walk back in the evenings after work. BDBI is a good program. I taught there for 3 years, all right? About three subjects, financial duty, math, and business skills, right? I taught there for 3 years. My point is this, you got to bring it where people are. You can't expect people, because you have a program, they can't reach it. But what's the point in having a program that people can't reach? You have to bring it in the inner cities, where these young women, young men can take advantage of it.
I'm going to ask you a question about race dynamics, but I can do that right after this text right here. So, YLCA, let's ask why they are broken. I guess the families, I said, are broken. Have you noticed a bunch of babies and kids are being abandoned? Why so many boys joining gangs or criminals and are lost? Now, remember, we have thousands of illegal females coming here, pregnant from back then to today, pregnant with no fathers. Well, this is the result, and now a part of our new culture. I'm not sure what they're trying to say. Let me read this one. It says, now remember over the Christmas, I said, all I've been seeing is a bunch of pregnant females from about 5 kids that only speak Creole. This person just anti-Haitian altogether, right?
Yeah.
Now, is this why? I want every Bahamian to imagine how the Bahamas will be the next 20 years if we don't stop the invasion. And the text goes on with 12 different texts, right, that they send.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if the issue here is an immigrant issue, because it seems to be a national issue, and and that national issue needs to be addressed. But this is the question I was going to ask you. When I went to school, I happened to attend school with a number of white Chinese and Caribbean people. White Bahamians, the white Bahamian students used to do drugs. I mean, and they get access to what I call real drugs, not no weed and thing. They used to drink. They used to party. They used to duck school, right? They used to do all kind of ill things that one would assume only happened inside the black community. These particular white Bahamians was doing everything. But after graduation, all of them get jobs. They're working. But the same ones who I thought were, as a black community in my school, who I said, man, no, we at least we ain't as bad as them. They are now struggling. And I want to know what went wrong with us and what went right with them.
But, Mr. Nui, remember now, there's a small amount of the white community. They take care of each other. Okay? We, at one point, many years ago, did the same thing. Okay? On the families of islands, remember, this place just didn't happen, you know. This is not a planned island. This island is operated under chaos and still is operating under chaos. Any and everything seems to go in the city. I never liked New Providence. I still don't like the place, the way it operates. Okay? I still don't. And I say that all the time. Anybody know me, I can tell you, this place is a mess. Okay? If your neighbor don't want to speak to you, you can imagine that. You live near a neighbor jealous of you, and you could protect their home. You could imagine that. Let me say this to you. That we need to create a community within each of our community, like we once did. We are a Christian nation, and we need to practice Christian principles. Not just go to church, but we preach. And you know what? When we see people doing wrong, and our families in particularly, when our brothers and sisters, our own blood doing wrong, we don't want to talk to them. We say that's their business. Our moral system has diminished in our society. And that's what I don't like about it. We don't want to speak the truth. The truth becomes a lie, and a lie become a truth, became the truth in this city. We accept wrong for right.
Mr. McDonald, I have another caller who wants to address you and engage. Kermit, let's patch that caller there. And cue my music up so we can play that as we go to that break. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Can you hear us? Go ahead, caller. You're live, caller. I can hear you in the background.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Mr. Neri.
Hey.
Why is it always on Guardian Radio? If anyone say Haitian.
Call you there? Okay, call it get disconnected. Cue my music up as we go to the break. We're talking to Arthur McDonald. Mr. McDonald's a social analyst. He working on thesis on how to improve the Bahamas, dealing with crime specifically. I'm saying that the crime issue here is cultural. It's a cultural problem. And if it's a cultural problem, you need the law to deal with our culture, and we'll fix the problem. This song in particular, I think, is a story about the Bahamas. Listen to it.
days, my ear never come when mama gonna work me, go street go roam. I remember when Danny them get my snow cone and make him lick a bread at them, kick up Jerome. I remember when we visit them with pure big stone and the boy Danny pop out something we're full chrome. I remember when we run, but I get him knee blown and my best friend Richie get doing I'm dome. I remember Sunday Avenue turn in a war zone and Mikey mother fly him out cause she get alone, but Mikey got too far in and got on Al Capone. Make one leap of money and send me no a one. Now we all at the city and that is well known. Yesterday Mikey called me from my phone. Mr. Mikey, we got the thing them.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day, boy.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy and I collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I was a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey, we got the kingdom, so them a feel rape we. Can we attack it to them wicked up lately? I know the whole community I live greatly. I remember about 80 Jamaica explode when a Trinity and Tony, you with them.
All because of the snow cone, apparently, in the song, you know. And the gentleman eventually got into crime, and the entire community started to live good. They saying crime pays McDonald. And what you were suggesting, they saying that ain't working for them, McDonald, because crime pays McDonald.
Mr. Nuri,
eh?
Until we start to put the right people in, I think we've been putting some of the wrong persons in the right places. Until we put the right people in the right place, rather than the wrong people in the right place in government and some of these boards and some of these organizations in our community who have experience and have a proven track record of being effective in their community, some of these people haven't done nothing. They were involved in certain things and they assume because they were involved in certain things, they are affected. If you've been involved with doing something over and over and expecting and having the same persons in those areas trying to affect change, you think you get a different result? That's insanity.
We have another caller.
Imagine, Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say we have another caller who wants to engage you, but finish your thought and then we go to the caller who wants to engage you.
You can imagine putting, we have two chefs, right? One from Bahama, executive chef, and another executive chef from Atlantis. They're on Bahamas Air, and you sitting on Bahamas Air, and they walk in and say, you know something? I've never flown a plane before, but I'm going to take you all to, I'm going to take you to Miami. Are you going to try and get off that plane?
I hear you. Chefs don't fly.
Right. My point. Will you fly with them?
No, chefs don't fly.
Okay.
But let's go to the caller, Dan McDonald. Go ahead, caller. We're speaking to Arthur McDonald, who is a community builder, and he's given some strategies of what we should be doing in order to develop our and improve our communities. Go ahead, caller.
This is Nuri. Hello.
You're live. Go ahead.
You can hear me? Okay. Good day to Mr. McDonald, Brother McDonald. Nuri.
Go ahead.
Listen to that fella. What do you name? What that fella? Cleaver?
Yeah. Duncan.
Yeah, him. I have a problem with him.
Go ahead. What do you have a problem with?
I have a problem with him. Everything is always negative when he come on these talk shows. But let me share something with you. The Bible say, the word of God say, as it was in the beginning, so should it be in the end. Mm-hmm. What happened in the beginning?
Talk to me.
We had murder, right? We had murder. It was the first thing take place in the beginning, right? But let me show you one other thing. God say, if there be violence in the land, did not I allow it? See, God have a part in everything. I listen to that boy with name Cleaver. God have a part in everything we do in this life. God have a say. He have his permissive will where he allow things to happen. Some things man don't have control over. They try to make it happen the right way, but that's all they could do. See, at the end of the day, Neri, you grew up in Mason, right?
Mm-hmm.
You grew up around Mason, right? I grew up in Mason. Neri, when I was younger, I was a total mess. And it ain't had nothing to do with my mother or my daddy or the community. It had everything to do with my mindset.
Mm.
See, in this life, it's everything to do with mindset. I don't care how much pastors and prophets you know have children, and their children's mindset is different from theirs. So it ain't have nothing to do with the family or this. It has something to do with the people's mindset. My mindset back in the day was, I breaking the law, and I don't care what the law say. But when my mind came around, when I decided that, listen, I don't want to live that life no more, I decided to go with Christ. See? And that's what I do in the day. And I talking to young men, them in the schools, and all over this nation, I talking to them. Do you know what's missing? Love. That's all. That's them looking for someone to love them, to show them love. So, Neri, it's all in the mind.
Thank
you
very
can't
much,
control God. A person.
Thank you very
the
much.
The police God. Can't do it. The prime minister let, can't do it. Jesus been on it.
Did
he do it?
Mr. New?
I appreciate it. I agree with you.
I'd be sick and tired of hearing people come on this talk show speaking all kind of negative things about the government. All the government could do is what they're supposed to do. Legislation. Laws concerning things. At the end of the day, it's the mindset of the people that go with the law. People them driving on the street, the red light on, red. They running the light.
Mm.
You think they running the light because they don't respect the? No, ain't that they don't respect the government. That's a mindset they got.
I agree. Quickly respond to that. Let's go to the next caller, McDonald.
Yeah. The God structure can and will not be changed. And when you fail to follow the principle of the Bible, and you know, a few people in the Bahamas may not believe in biblical principles, but I do. And I know it worked. It worked while I was growing up with my parents, right? And for my siblings. And we still believe in God.
Okay, let me.
And if you have a family structure, and a lot of people who grew up in two family homes still do not believe that because they don't practice it.
Okay. Let me squeeze this caller in there, McDonald, so I can address you. Go ahead, caller. Arthur McDonald will be speaking to you. Go ahead. You're live. Call again once.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're live.
Yeah. What happens is you have these older folks with revisionist history. They forget about what the Bahamas was built on. And so now people say crime don't pay. But we all know that a lot of these people that we now praise wealth came from crime. Now, what they have done now is clean it up.
Mm.
But what happens to the older folks, they tend to have a revisionist history and rewrite what transgressed. We have persons who made millions off a crime that, and, you know, they lobbied for the right persons and they was able to clean up the money now. They're now persons who don't know the history will say, oh, my God, he was a great entrepreneur. But, you know, most of the capital of most of these persons on here came from crime. And lastly, when it comes to persons in high places who may be corrupt, we all know, and for persons to the bottom looking up, they tend to see that they tend to prosecute or carry a prosecute person to the bottom realm and never seems to prosecute politicians who allegedly may be doing crime, and they ignore it. So it's nothing. I mean, you can't go from the bottom forward to the top and ignore the persons who we see, blatantly see, and nothing happens.
Thank you very much, Carl. Kermit, squeeze one more in, man. Go ahead, man. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. You're live, Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead.
Hello, CA New York. Hello to Mr. McDonald.
Good morning.
The young gentleman just now made a lot of sense. And so I would have explained that over and over on the radio by saying you cannot start fighting crime from C and then go henceforth. You have to start from A. It was just a brief, quick chronology. But for me, the caller before that, they call and critique and talk about callers who complain or they complain the government, it's all based on consciousness. While I respect the brother, I hate when we enemize one another for opining. And so, you know, it's counterintuitive and it's counterproductive because children in the inner city, I don't know what the gentleman is, all right? Some of us are a product of our environment because of what we grew up seeing. It's called social engineering. So it becomes now more prevalent via devices and the godlessness that we are witnessing, as Mr. McDonald is talking about. So if I juxtapose the godlessness with the incorrigible behavior, that's only logical. So I'm agreeing with Mr. McDonald in a number of ways. But we must stop critiquing one another and have consensus and dialogue in order to acknowledge these problems. See, one of the reasons why we have corruption is because we're an acknowledged unit and the level we're on. The last young caller highlighted that.
Thank you very much. Arthur McDonald, you have the last thing.
Yes. You know, we got to make sure that we get involved in our community. And parents need to be present with their children, not just talk to their children, train their children. They have to understand through these programs that they are made in God's image. No one in authority is better than any child, poor, rich, or in between. We all made in God's image, and we all have potential. But we have to ensure that we educate and train our children and have programs in place to make sure they strive in our community.
I hear that. I believe in punishment. I believe the law dictates the negative culture. We need to start punishing some people and force them to do right. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Man have a soul, but we did have a one pop when we caught a boat. So you know the next day, mama pa to overload. I remember when we skipped the poll clerks and dumped the ballot box, man, Tivoli outskirts and all a plane ticket and go chill over Turks. When me come back, I still in at the wall, me alert.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian app, Nassau, Bahamas.